We just had Joe Brown on. That was exciting.
Did we talk about, like, the athlete of the year?
I mean...
Did we do anything yet?
He gave us some predictions, like, who he thinks should win athlete of the year. He thinks that female is going to be Alex Schmidt. He thinks that male is going to be Jake Kohler, his teammate.
Yeah. And the male's going to be determined by the fans.
All of it should be determined by the fans if we ever got any votes.
And we haven't got any. So your vote matters, people.
Your vote really matters.
This is not the presidential debate, but your vote matters.
It's not the presidential election.
Oh, you're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow.
See, this is little stuff you're going to have to help me with.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. All right. So let's break to a song, yeah?
Yeah.
You going to do that?
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Looks like, I don't even know, this is your iPod here. The Ballad of You and I by Melee. Is that how you say it?
I don't think that's a good one.
Oh, okay, we'll go to another one. Let's figure this out here. Keep talking.
I feel like that was one that was like on the computer when I first got it.
Bro, can we get a, let's get a Christmas one, yeah?
Oh my gosh, for real?
To get people in the spirit here. We got some Taylor Swift Christmas music.
Oh my God!
For those of you that don't know, he's got a lot of Christmas stuff on here.
For those of you that don't know, Taylor Swift's birthday is in 3 days.
Oh man, that's exciting.
It's been the 13 days of Taylor on her website. 13 days of a sale.
She is just fantastic.
I participated in 2 of those days. On
dude,
2 different sales.
Where am I going to find... You got this.
Here, yeah, just panned it. There you go.
You like Taylor Swift, Joe Brown?
I like some of it.
She's all right.
You really just looked at Taylor Swift, huh?
Jake Corder likes her a lot.
Hey, you know, the shoe fits.
Which it probably doesn't, let's be quite honest.
Hey, you know what? I have 1,000,001 chance to meeting her.
Dream big, man.
No.
Shoot for the stars.
At least I have a chance, all right?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm glad you picked that reference.
Yes, sir.
All right, Alligator Sky by Alcide. Turn it up.
Not even Taylor Swift?
Nope, Alice.
All right, well, here we go.
Into the alligator sky. Even though I'll never know what's up, I'm never letting go. I'm never letting go. That's not a plane, that's me. I'm sitting where I'm supposed to, floating on the cloud, can't nobody come close to. The concrete and the sky switch places, so now my ceiling is painted with cosmic spaces. Flying cracking to the moon, keep your eyes shut. Blasting off like a rocket from the ground up. I used to catch a cab on the Monday, now a taxi, satellites on the runway. Fly, a condo on the Milky Way, a house on the cloud, and God's my landlord. And for my rent, all I pay is my drive. I got that, so if you need me, you can find me in the where alligator was I sky. When the rockets came to life and carried you away into the alligator sky.
Into the alligator sky.
Even though I'll never know what's up ahead, I'm never letting go. I'm never letting go.
Yeah.
Roller coaster through the atmosphere. I'm drowning in the star ceremony.
Same dream like I never dreamed or tried to, cause we've been lied to that the sun is something that we can't fly to. Well, I sit on my star and see street lights. Look up high, you miss me if you blink twice. Imagination is high, and if you got it, you can meet me when you see me in the
where
alligator
was I
sky.
When the rockets came to life, boom, and carried you away into the alligator sky.
Into the alligator sky.
Even though I'll never know.
Where
was I? Up. Even though I'll never know what's up ahead.
look up, you miss me if you blink twice.
In the alligator sky.
In the alligator sky.
In the alligator sky.
And we're back after that Owl City song. So I wonder when Jake's going to realize that we're in here and he's not in here.
Well, he's doing work for the show, so, I mean...
That's true. Trying to get people to call in. Hey, wasn't Danielle and Courtney going to call in?
They claimed that they were going to call in. They make a lot of claims, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, midnight breakfast, that was fun. That's a fun time.
That's pretty cool.
Except for I had to get 3 bowls of cereal. 3 bowls. 3 bowls. I just wanted Fruit Loops. And you know what kept happening in my Fruit Loops? Oh, yeah, salt and pepper.
I thought you would enjoy it. I really thought that would make it better.
It wasn't good. I had 1 bite of salty Fruit Loops, and I was like, this is probably the worst thing I've ever had in my life. And I was like, oh, gotta get a new bowl because I can't have vandalism on my Fruit Loops.
What are we talking about?
Midnight breakfast.
Oh,
good,
man.
Good for you to join us.
That was pretty fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. See, now that we have Joe Brown permanently joining us right now for the rest of tonight's show, we actually really need some microphones. A couple microphones, you know? A couple more. Is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Why don't you have Morgan do that?
Have her get us... Is that even possible?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't see anywhere to plug anything in.
There is a room over there that has a microphone.
I don't know. Hey, we need to finish the break. We got two more things to cover. And yeah, so let's figure that out real quick. Tuesday, January 22nd, women's basketball will play at Aurora University. That will be at 7 p.m. And then the day after, Wednesday, January 23rd, men's basketball will play at Aurora, and that will be at 7. And then that's the rest of the stuff we got for the rest of the winter break. What you doing over there?
Well, our manager tried to tell us that we needed to do a promo, but I read it as, like, Tony Romo. And I was like, why does Morgan like Romo? He's awful. But then I started looking at promotions, and I realized that there are some that are, like, really, really bad and, like, really, really old.
You should say one right now.
You want me to read those?
We need to do a promo.
One was for September. I don't know if they know this, but it's December.
It is. I'm sure they know.
All right, here we go. Over 21, looking for a night of strong drinks, fine food, live music, and a chance to support Pro Mexican Youth Chorus? Come out to the historic Cheney Mansion located at 220 North Inclid Avenue in Oak Park, Friday, October 19th. See? October! I just ruined this promo. I was on a roll, too. Man.
That sounded so interesting, too. Was that Mexican singing? Is that what that is?
This guy. This one's for Tuesday, December 4th. That passed. Darn, November 30th. Man. December 2nd.
I'm glad all our listeners are finding out how up-to-date the promos are right now.
Here we go. This one might be... This one's hecka long, too. Oh, nope. November 30th. Are you interested in having your own radio show like us? It's easy and fun to learn. Whether you want to talk about today's news or play your favorite songs, there's room for you at WCGR. Contact Professor Erickson at susan.ericsson@cuchicago.edu. for more details about having your own radio show.
You didn't explain to us how to spell Susan.
We got a caller.
Oh, exciting.
Welcome to Jake and Jake Show.
Who we got?
Hi, this is Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale again.
How you doing, Jake?
Good, how you doing, man?
Hey, wait. Did you actually know that was Jake, or are you just guessing by you calling into the Jake and Jake Show?
Well, it's a Jake and Jake Show, so I had a 50-50 chance.
Didn't hear anything.
How you doing, Jake?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Okay, so here's why I called in. One, I would like to vote for the Players of the Year.
Okay, who do you got?
Okay, female, Alex Schmidt.
Why do you pick her?
Because she's a baller. She knows how to ball.
She's actually a runner.
Exactly.
All right, Dick, how about you got a guess for Male Athlete of the Year or a vote for Male Athlete?
I don't know. Let's say Concordia football. Just all of them.
Well, it's male athlete, not athletes.
Oh, well, this is awkward. Well, let's go Jay Kohler, quarterback.
All right, Dick, how you doing tonight, though?
I'm very good. Also, I heard this is Jake's last show, Jake Wallace, so I would like to say thank you. I've been enjoying this by the fireside. After the Duke games, I like to turn into the Jake and Jake Show and listen to Jake's sweet voice.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Go Cougars.
Oh, man. Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale, man. That was a very bad impression of Dick Vitale.
I thought it wasn't that bad.
He never said baby once.
That's true. But he was yelling the whole time, and that's what Dick Vitale does.
That's true.
There must be something wrong with my headphones because it just sounded like a bee buzzing in my ear the entire time.
Oh, no, that was Dick Vitale.
Oh, is that what he sounds like in real life?
That was him in real life.
I think if you take your headphones off, it might work better. We got a new caller.
Yeah.
Welcome to Jake and Jake Show.
Who we got?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Robert Locke.
What's up, Robert Locke?
How are you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, we're just, you know, running around shirtless on Second Lindy.
Where's that RA at?
I'm not entirely sure where Jake is. I mean, he's supposed to be on a talk show, but, I mean, I don't know.
I haven't seen him.
I the hell if I know where he is, you know? He could be halfway across town by now.
He is. He definitely is.
All right. So, what would you like to talk to us about tonight?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of. I got a text message from my good buddy Jake, and he was like, you know, maybe you should call in. And I was like, you know what? I'm not studying for my finals, so I'd call in.
You're not supposed to say that.
No, I mean, I hope the teachers aren't listening, because then if my teacher's listening, then we might have some problems.
All right, Rob. So who are you going to vote for the Female Athlete of the Year?
The Female Athlete of the Year. Are we talking about college athlete, or are we talking about professional athlete? Because if we're talking professional athlete, I'm going to give it to Brittany Griner. Even though, yeah, I'm going to give it to Brittany Griner.
Okay,
Concordia athletes. Okay, I'm being instructed to say Marty Beckman.
Who is this guy?
All I know is, if he's listening, don't kill me. I was told to say that.
Rob Locke, you're my new best friend.
Yeah, making new friends every day.
All right, Rob, what do you got for Male Athlete of the Year?
Male Athlete of the Year. I'm going to go with John Hoffman.
Oh, freshman.
Oh, pulling out the
sleeper.
Dark
yeah, he's a sleeper. He's going to win it, though. I think he's going to get a lot of votes this year.
He's going to get a lot of
Alright. What about your coach of the year?
Coach of the year. At Concordia or in general?
No, just Concordia.
At Concordia, I'm gonna go.
Hey, wait, Rob. It has to be this semester.
This semester,
Oh, we are kind
of... We're actually kind of thinking about this right now. Vern Klotz?
No, he didn't coach this semester.
Oh, he didn't coach. Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, bad information from my buddies up here. I'm going to go with Jeffrey Dwyer.
Okay. Jeffrey Dwyer.
He's not only a coach of the floor when we play football, but he's just a coach of life.
Coach of life?
But the assistant coach of the year is definitely Turco.
No.
Angelo Turco.
Okay. Hey, don't say his name out loud because he'll beat you up.
I know. I'm looking Angie right in the eyes right now.
I'm going to kill you.
All right, do you have a team of the year?
A team of the year, we're going to go with women's tennis.
Okay. Sleeper. Okay.
But with the sleeper, we're going to go with the football team. That's the sleeper this year.
Sounds good, man.
But, you know, I'd just like to give a shout-out to the second Lindy Floor. You know, we're staying strong up here, having a good time. We got a new guy coming up here. His name is Brett. We don't know too much about this guy, but he's coming up here. He's actually here right now. We'd actually like to put him on the air. Here
Rob,
he is.
Rob.
Okay, never mind.
Rob.
Yeah.
Do you have a floor of the year?
A floor of the year is by far second Lindy. Gotta go with it. We do a good job up here. You know, we keep it clean, and, you know, we've only broken one item on the floor, and it was a couch. And I don't think that's too bad. And we're quiet. I mean, quiet hours, we're quiet.
All right, thanks for calling in, Rob. You have a great night.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
That guy. Oh, my goodness.
That was the best call of the night.
Dude, that was the best call of the year.
Yeah.
Is that a new award category?
Yeah, perhaps. It could be.
No, what about Ernie? He was up there.
Oh,
we're going to put Morgan to work right now, I guess. We got a new caller.
The Jake and Jake Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Nico Versaletto.
Okay. What's up, Nico?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling up here with the Second Lindy Gang.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
It's going good. Going good, you know, just studying hard for finals and, you know, trying to ace all my classes. All
right. So, who would you pick for the male athlete of the year?
Well, in all honesty, I feel like I had a pretty good cross country season, so I would have to nominate myself. I mean, I don't want to sound too confident or anything, but. But I just feel like I demonstrated Concordia athletics and how they should be upheld and the character and morale of the team. I mean, myself being a two-sport athlete and having that type of pressure on me, and I feel like I still performed at a high level of competition.
All right, what's your female athlete of the year?
The female athlete of the year. I've seen him play basketball a couple of times, and well, I'd have to say Anthony Mullaney.
All right. I don't know if these guests are understanding female part.
Oh man.
Female. I thought you said she-male. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, for a female athlete, I would have to say... Jaya Joseph.
Jaya Joseph.
Okay. All right, she's an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is an athlete.
What about Coach of the Year?
Coach of the Year, is that like all semesters or just the first one?
Just this active one. You have anyone?
The women's basketball coach, I'm not sure what his name is, but...
Josh Steffen?
Yes, Josh.
Okay, and then the team of the year?
Team of the year? I would have to go with Ben Spalding's intramural frisbee golf team, or ultimate frisbee team.
Oh, okay.
Okay, man.
All right.
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Nico. Yeah. You have a floor of the year?
Floor of the year. Well, my floor sucks, that's for sure.
Those are
RA. And I would just have to go with Jacob Quarter.
Jacob Quarter. All right.
For the floor of the year. Just
that's
Jacob,
weird,
just
man.
Jacob Quarter. I think he embodies Concordia and the mission statement. And he is one hell of a mascot.
Oh. You gotta go, Nico. Have a great night.
What is going on with those kids at Second Lindy?
They're out of hand.
It sounds like they go crazy when their RA's out of the floor.
Someone needs to like call switchboard on them. I'm surprised we haven't got any more callers.
Dude.
I'm pretty sure as soon as I say that, she's going to pick up the phone, but she hasn't yet, so.
No.
So well, how many finals do you have left?
How many finals do I have?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have two. I've got one tomorrow and one on Thursday. What about you, Joe Brown?
I have five.
Finals left?
Jeez.
Yeah. I'm in there with two with you.
Neither of which I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
Which one you guys got?
Business law and info tech in business.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
Yep. I have three finals. One presentation that I have to sit through because I already did it. Morgan wanted to point out that I got voted as the whole floor. Hashtag fat kid problems.
Ooh,
yeah, Morgan, that was a nice little compliment. Thanks. I think I'm gonna tweet that actually, because I tweet about my problems. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think we should might end maybe like in 8 minutes.
Yeah, we'll end this a little early, 11:30, so we can hit up Charlie T's. Maybe get a little bit of extra sleep before our finals tomorrow. You know,
8 a.m.s.
8 a.m.s. Indeed. So let's announce the rest of these awards. What do you say?
All right, let's rock them out.
All right, Coach of the Year. I think we're all in a...
Oh.
Whoa, we got another call. We might have some more votes.
Awkward silence, waiting for her to
smiling.
Pass through.
It's a good one. It's got to be a good one.
Welcome to Jake Show.
Who we got?
Hello?
Hi, this is Johnny Hancock, and Yeah, I like to get on the poll question thing.
Okay.
Okay, so what are they again?
Well, first, it's going to be the team of the year.
Team of the year. I like the volleyball girls.
Okay.
And I like their coach. Their coach is good, I guess, whatever her name is.
So you
Allison
think,
Shep?
You think
she
Okay, so you think she should win coach of the year?
Yeah, sure, why not? What are y'all want, guy or something?
Female athlete of the year.
Female. Shoot. Let's go one of the volleyballers. Just give it to one of them.
Just one of them?
Yeah.
All right. Anyone in specific?
Your number?
11.
Okay. I don't know who's number 11. We'll look that up for you, okay?
I don't know. It was hard to see from under the bleacher, so...
You were under the bleachers.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, wait, real quick. Number 11 is Brittany Schold, freshman... Okay. Anyway.
Don't forget about number 17.
And number 17.
Yeah.
Inez.
Okay. Number 17. Hey. Okay, Bill, get the fuck out. All right.
All right.
He had to go, man.
Yeah, he had to get out of here.
Yep.
All right.
Can't be sweared on the air.
Yeah, you can't do that. Come on now. Come on.
He wasn't even that funny.
At least, yeah, at least
He threw in one joke.
At least Second Lindy doesn't curse on the air.
Yeah, they sure do curse in live person.
Not on the air, though, which is not what we need. But they make it fun.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's just announce these last awards.
All right.
We already did Team of the Year. I don't know if you know that.
Team of the Year, football team.
Yeah. Coach of the Year, Lonnie Preece. Okay. You have to go with him.
All right.
Right? Joe Brown, you agree?
Yes.
All right, you agree?
I'm right there with you.
And we should say best of luck to him in his future endeavors, right?
Concordia Ann Arbor, athletic director / football coach.
Exciting for him and his family.
Okay, before we announce the next winners, let me go down the list of the very beginning athletes, all right? And I'm just going to read through the list of all the athletes named to Athlete of the Week this semester, all right?
All right, let's do it for female first.
Okay.
Okay.
We have Alex Schmidt, Deanna Richardson, Bianca Gordon, Hillary Campbell, Cheryl Robichowski, Alyssa Solis, Callie Hassebrink, April Braska, and Jessica Ginky. I believe that was all of them.
Yeah, that's all of them.
And your 2012 fall semester Athlete of the Week is?
Female Athlete of the Year.
The semester.
Semester.
Is
Alex Schmidt. For sure.
Voted by Jimmy again 4 times.
Yeah, because he named her Athlete of the Week 4 times. It was 4. I thought it was 3, but it was 4.
Yeah, no, I looked it up.
Wow.
I had to count them.
Man. She just had an incredible year.
She did. She did.
And I'm guessing she's going to continue it.
I don't know. Joshie Eaton has talked a lot of smack towards her. So I don't know. I think she might have a running mate.
Okay. All right. And then let's do the male athlete. Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to read those?
I'll do that one.
Okay.
Okay. So here's some people. Here's all the male athlete of the week for this semester. Matt Ralph, Jamal Thomas won it twice. Jake Kohler won it twice. DeAndre McLaren won it twice. Andrew Gleason, Andrew Allday, Dre Maddox, Chris Thompson, Daniel DeBenet, Marty Beckman, CJ Deere, and Brandon Johnson.
Perfect.
So, the most amount of votes for, you know, whoever voted for this.
Right.
Jake Kohler is your male athlete of the year, of the semester, yeah. I should say. So, congrats to him, the senior quarterback, led his team to the D3 playoffs and everything, all that good stuff.
Right.
And he takes home the prestigious award.
It's well deserved.
And it's like a fitting end.
It was a close race, though.
It was close. It was close.
All right, man. I think this is it.
Man.
Can you believe it?
Whole semester.
This is the last show of your...
Of my...
Time.
My time here. It's been great, man.
Right.
You've made it fun.
It's been awesome having you.
It's been a whole lot of fun.
I wish I could just find the last song so we don't just like stop making this awkward.
Yeah. But yeah, everyone just, you know, still be friends with us on Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
During the break, and then follow on Twitter and listen to the podcast and all that good stuff, and
I will inform you on the basketball schedules regularly over break.
All right, man. Everybody have a good finals week. Have a good break. Merry Christmas.
Go Cougars. Left in on this evening, I give the fire.
star is shining through, and every eye is watching you. Revealed by nature and miracles. Here we go. You are we
It's 11:48. Current temperature, 31.
The best thing about tonight's that we're not fighting. Could it be that we have been this way before? I know you don't think that I am trying. I know you're wearing thin down to the core. But hold your breath, because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again. Don't make me change my mind, or I won't live to see another day. I swear it's true, because a girl like you is impossible to find. You're impossible to find. This is not what I intended. I always swore to you I'd never fall apart.
Bye. try the story again, where I'm your lover and best friend.
gift.